In the summer of 2010, the first Wine, Women, and Song performance in Fort Smith left many wondering who enjoyed the evening more, the audience or the four performers who sang selections from Broadway, Tin Pan Alley, the American Songbook, and more. It was agreed the night was a grand time, so now, in late spring 2012, a second Wine, Women, and Song concert is set for tomorrow night at 7:30 at 2nd Street Live Performing and Visual Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. Elizabeth Moman is one of the four women who will be on stage tomorrow. She's also the head of the music department at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, and with me on the phone from her office in Fort Smith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. I trust the set list for tomorrow night's concert is set.
It is, indeed.
And if I recall correctly, when I talked to you in 2010, you were somewhat, you know, mysterious about what people might hear. You didn't want to give away too much.
Well, I think that was because we were so out of our box and out of our element. We were a little apprehensive about it, but we got on stage and we had a blast. And we think the audience did too.
And you say you a little out of your box, a little out of what you're used to. That's because the four of you are all classically trained, is that correct?
That is correct. All four of us are classical singers by day.
So,
and we're doing something very different tonight.
By night, yes. So how did this come about that you would all collectively, the four of you, move out of your comfort zone?
I've had this idea for a long, long time, and it's just we all enjoy all types of music, but we stay in our own element, our comfort zone, which is the classical music. And I said, you know, we're all beginning to age a little bit, and it's time to spread our wings and fly and do some other things. So here we are.
Tell me about the three women who perform with you.
Well, we have some wonderful singers. We have Dr. Catherine White. She is a member of our voice faculty here. And Nancy Mathis, who also is on our faculty. And last time, we had Liz Madden with us, who was a veteran Broadway and a very, very well-known Irish singer. But Liz moved away, and we miss her terribly. But we brought in someone this year who is a Broadway singer and lives in Memphis, Tennessee at the current time, and her name is Rachel Black.
Mm-hmm.
And she is fabulous. This voice is just amazing. She and Dr. White went to school together at the University of Kentucky.
Hmm.
So we have a great, great lineup. Dr. White and Rachel are both mezzos, and Nancy and I are both sopranos. So we have some highs and have some low, but we mix it up. The highs now are singing low, and the lows are singing high.
You know, if you look at your collective resumes, there are performances, operatic roles, performances with symphonies. And what is different physically for you? I know you can only speak for yourself and perhaps not your three colleagues. What is different for you physically singing, say, Broadway or Motown or jazz than opera or with a symphony?
I think it's just where you're using your voice. And I'll have to speak personally here. And some of these songs, I am way below middle C, down to, I think, a low E at one point. So as one of my colleagues turned to me and she said, "Well, Miss Coloratura, you've got some low notes." And I said, "Yes, I have to on this song." So it's just a different area of the voice that we have to think about things a little differently and how we approach them.
I imagine most of you are, if not perfectionists, close to it. You have to almost be to have a career in music. So that would seem to make the roll-up, the rehearsals, just a bit stressful. I know they were for you the first time in 2010. Were they a little bit more relaxed this time?
We still have that element of look at what's on the page, read that rhythm, and then we have to learn it that way, and then we have to step back and go, now we have to relax and have fun and present this in the right style, which means you may not take that dotted quarter and an eighth so strict, and you have to loosen the reins of the rhythm a little bit and have bring the style, the correct style, into the music. But I guarantee you, we all approached it from our classical sense, learn the notes, learn the rhythms, and then we have to come back and do it a little differently.
Did you and Dr. White and Ms. Mathis and Ms. Black, did you all come with songs that you each were hoping that would be performed?
Oh, yes. We got together and thought, we think of the ensemble pieces first, and we look at our voices and think, what will work for us well as a group? And we pick those, and I think we have 8 or 9 ensemble pieces. And then we all have solos that we wanted to bring to the table and do, and we do. We're doing 2 or 3 solos a piece.
Can you give us just a hint of 1 or 2 songs we might hear tomorrow night?
You bet. One of the ones that I just have grown to love is Too Darn Hot from Kiss Me Kate by Cole Porter. Mm-hmm. Just fabulous song, and it fits well. You know, it's a easy, very, very upbeat piece. Kay White is singing I'm a Stranger Here Myself, a Kurt Vile piece that is just outstanding. Rachel's doing an Adele piece, Rolling in the Deep.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we've got, and I'm doing it at last, an Etta James piece. So we've got Nancy doing Ain't Misbehaving. So we've got the whole mix, and then some of the ensemble pieces include You Don't Own Me, Chain of Fools. So we've got, it's all over the map in terms of what we've got.
And the net proceeds benefit the Foundation Music Scholarship Fund at University of Arkansas South Fort Smith.
Yes, and I guess we're getting out of our box for a worthy cause. At least 90% of our students in the music department are on some type of scholarship, and without assistance, many of them would not be able to attend college. And the proceeds go to that fund to help get those students in college and put out some wonderful musicians in the world.
Well, it's 7:30 tomorrow night at Second Street Live. That's on Second Street. Tickets just $10.
Yes. $10 at the door, and it should be a great night of fun. We promise that we're going to laugh, and so we hope we make the audience laugh as well.
Well, let's see. You're not acting, so I don't tell you break a leg. What, I guess just have a great
toy,
show?
Toy means good luck, 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 luck.
Oh, well, there. I'll say that then.
thank you so much.
And thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.